Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Regarding the rebounding U.S. economy, our next guest recently said, quote, "After all the recent misery, have we entered an exceptional high-growth era that will continue until mismanagement or misfortune brings an end to it? Or is it something else?" End quote. Let's check in with him and see if he's found the answer. Bruce Yandel is Dean Emeritus at the College of Business and Behavioral Science and Alumni Professor of Economics Emeritus, both at Clemson University. He is also the Distinguished Professor of Economics at George Mason University's Mercatus Center, which publishes his Economic Situation Report. He joins us by phone now from his office in upstate South Carolina. Bruce, welcome back to the program.
Glad to be talking with you today, Mike.
So tell us, have you found the answer to this question about the high growth we're experiencing right now? Is it something else, or is this just going to continue?
Well, I think there's a combination of things, and there always is, isn't there? But there's a combination of things. One important piece of the surge has to do with the expansion of the number of people who are vaccinated. There are a lot of people who apparently feel a whole lot safer about getting out and interacting with the world and engaging in commerce, going out for dinner, making some big purchases. We got some data. First estimate for the first quarter's GDP growth came in at 6.4%, Mike. That's a big number, as you know. And it was driven largely by consumer spending. So I think the vaccination is part of it. And then, of course, we still have $4 trillion making its way through the economy in terms of stimulus. So you could say we are a heavily stimulated, safer population, and we are out there doing economic business at the macro level. We should pause and say there are sectors of our economy that are still below water, so to speak. But overall, we've got bright numbers. The question is, will it continue, of course, once the stimulus wears out?
And of course, we would like to hear your thoughts on that, too. Do you see inflation? Do you see, you know, this return to normal calming things down a little bit?
Well, you know, that's a good way of putting it. Return to normal, but I think it is a new normal, as you might expect. The chairman of the Federal Reserve recently said, we are not going to return to the economy we left. It's another economy. We've learned a lot as a result of being isolated, doing work remotely, and so forth. And a lot of that learning has said we're not going to go back and work the way we have in the past. There probably will be a lot less transportation activity per dollar of GDP produced, for example. But you touched on something, Mike, that is a concern, and it's one that we should keep an eye on, maybe both eyes, and that is inflation. It's already showing up. The GDP inflation index moved up at an annual rate of 3.5%, and that was up maybe 0.7 percentage points from the last reading. There are other indicators, and I guess the indicator that matters the most to me, Mike, is when I go shopping at the grocery store. And I think most everybody else is beginning to see some unusual price increases. But it's there. Chances are it will get larger. But I would say not large enough for us to worry about the Fed suddenly hitting the brakes in order to slow down the economy. And when I say that, I'm thinking over the next 18 to 24 months.
I think our listeners would feel pretty good about that prognostication. 18 to 24 months of similar economic activity sounds pretty good. So thank you so much for your insight today, Bruce.
It's great talking with you, Mike.
Bruce Yandel is Dean Emeritus at the College of Business and Behavioral Science and Alumni Professor of Economics Emeritus, both at Clemson University. He's also the Distinguished Professor of Economics at George Mason University's Mercatus Center, which publishes his Economic Situation Report. We will have a link to that report posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. In fact, you can subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.